the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Today, the position of Dr. Maria Walls. Clayton, hi, how are you? You're being Maria today.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? There we go.
Really rearing.
Hi. How's Maria? She prepared herself from the last review?
Yes, one like she hadn't seen, but you know, did a good review.
Yeah. She the night before had taken its toll, I think. And but hey, she turned up. She's here. You know, the thing with you people, good reliable.
Yes, that's
Madman, what good reliable. Clayton, how are you? Well, happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too. What? It's 2018.
When you stop saying that, just when you stop seeing everybody for the first time for the year, I suppose.
Yeah. I think there's a limit, like two weeks.
Like you would feel like put out if I hadn't said it, eh?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
It's such a good end of year last year.
Yeah. True. I loved your last report. It was fantastic. Is this one just as exciting?
Well, yes. This is another like best of the year sort of movie. It's on a lot of top 10 lists. Lady Macbeth.
So this is the best of this year or last year?
Last year.
So this would have been, if this is one of the best of the years, would this be on the top 20 that...
Oh, just being in trouble.
Sarah making all that racket, is it?
It was definitely like amongst the awards. It was BAFTA nominated.
Yeah, no, you know how we gave away the top 20 DVDs to Luke, who won that massive, great big Santa sack.
Oh, I guaranteed it was in that.
Yeah, wow, cool. All right. So let's go.
This is a costumed period drama. It's about a young lady sold into a marriage to this much older man, and it's pretty loveless, and she embarks on this like...
It was the fashion of the day, you know?
Yep, just sold for that and a piece of land.
It was. In this country as well, Rob.
No, just like the twas bit.
Twas
the fashion of the day.
That's the language of the period too.
Yeah. So I mean, so the movie's called Lady Macbeth.
Loveless marriage, and she embarks on a passionate affair, and she won't stop at anything to get what she wants. And it's this thing like
go girl,
and it's one of those things like you think, oh, bonnets and you know Jane Austen, but this is like. It's been
subverted. What's wrong with that? Just out of interest.
Oh, nothing. But this is more of a taut thriller.
Yeah.
And you know the director William Oldroyd, who you know debut film. He's a theatre director. He's come along here and just subverted it all with his screenwriter Alice Birch, and they've adapted this Russian novella. So it's nothing to do with Shakespeare.
But it's nothing to do with the story of Macbeth. It's just sort of
The title.
Basically, just saying strong.
Yeah, strong female character.
Strong
manipulative.
Character, yeah. Okay.
You know,
sure.
Deadly plotting because the lead actress.
Deadly plotting. I like the idea of that. Yep.
Yeah. She starts off all like you know nervous and shy, but then she just turns into this force of nature. And it's got like it's very topical. It's got a lot to do with like the power women have. And this is a girl who's trapped in this thing with society's expectations of having a baby, providing a heir, sort of thing, sitting there reading a Bible. But she's like, screw this. I'm out. You know, I'm going to take.
I've read this book 38 times. You know, it's
yeah, and fun fact, people, the cinematographer of this She Had's a Beautiful Machine. She's an Aussie cinematographer.
Oh, wow.
And this looks amazing. It's all like locked off camera shots of like sparse, old, not mansions, but you know, these old fashioned houses.
The estate.
And they're all like, while it's all austere and bleak, they're all like in hoop dresses, flowing things. And like, if you've seen the poster, it's got her sitting on this couch in this rich blue outfit and this ornate couch, and she just got this look, and they had this shot repeated during the movie, and she just develops like this great character arc. So at the start she's all like a bit mousy, but then at the end she's just like, man, you do not want to mess with her. She turns into a psychopath pretty much.
Right, so is that potentially where the Lady Macbeth parallel is?
Oh, indeed, totally.
A woman who is a product of her surroundings, potentially.
And it's...
But aren't all women a product of their surroundings?
I don't know. It depends on how suppressed and oppressed they are.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that goes for men as well.
I was about to say.
Before you just
close the drawer on that. Yeah.
No, close the drawer. Yeah. It's all good.
Very, very topical. And the great thing about this is all these locked off camera shots. It's just, like the guy's got the theatre background, and it's all like shot like a play, and while these things are locked off, there's no score either, so it's all just heightened sound.
It must feel really lonely.
No score.
Sparse.
No score, just
oh,
all
brave,
sound,
brave,
sound design. And then out of nowhere comes these like moments of passion and violence, and you're just like, and they're lingering shots, so when stuff goes down, you're like, oh, you
so you're
can't
on
look
board
right.
And you're tense, and then
no sort of atmospheric score. When
no,
that
just at the end of it.
First season of Gomorrah's like that. It's awesome.
Even like, you know, Ben Wheatley, the English director who did like A Field in England and Sightseers and stuff. It's like that sort of English director, sort of bleak and cold.
Understand rotten.
Yeah.
Love
that stuff.
Oh, nice. So Lady Macbeth is the name of the movie. When did it come out?
Came at the festivals in 2016.
Sarah had tickets. She had tickets, but she just didn't go.
Yeah, at least last year.
Tired.
Yeah, that, so that counts as not going.
I overdid it.
At the film festival, did you?
Yes.
Really?
I booked too many things.
Festival does that to you, man.
Something had to give, and sadly it was Lady Macbeth. It was just a timing thing. But you've made me very jealous now, Clay.
Only 90 minutes. It's just like taught. Only made for like £500,000. So.
Really? Oh, yeah, good on them. Yeah. Good on them.
Indie filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah, cool. And no major stars to speak of? Major stars in the making, perhaps?
Yes, breakthrough performance by Florence Pugh. She just... You know, she obviously plays a sort of psychopath, but she elicits a lot of empathy, you know. Like, you actually go, oh, my God, like, her situation, like, begets her behaviour, you know. So
yeah, cool. All right, and that's out now on DVD from Mad Men.
Yes, I'll check it out.
Do we have a little, who would like to check that out? Would you like to check that out? If you can tell us the name of the movie, if you've been listening carefully enough, just the name of the movie that we just reviewed here that Clayton just told you about, 309-3879 is the number to call. Call through now. First person to do that and tell us the name of the movie that we just reviewed just
very
now.
Very Shakespearean title.
BFM, good morning.
Good morning, Mikey. The movie was called Lady Macbeth.
The movie was called Lady Macbeth. So what's your name?
Oh, God, I'm good. Hey?
Hey, good. Hey, listening with your ears and brains.
It's good, mate. My name's Pat, bro.
Pat Bro, okay, stay there, Pat Bro. We'll get your deets and send you a copy. Oh, no, actually, you can come pick it up.
I'll come pick it up.
Get off your couch for 1 second there. And come pick it up from the office, okay? Stay there, we'll just get your details.
Thank you.
So that's out today. And that's a good one. Clayton, you're excited about that. I like to see when you're excited about a movie. It's good fun. Thanks for coming in, my friend.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for having me.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Still to come on the BFM Breakfast.